You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Let's talk about best practices and approaches to reducing financial toxicity for the clinical trial participant. I am currently working with a student on her doctoral project. Looking at this problem within clinical trial participants is her goal for her pilot project. She is asking questions of sites about patients' comprehension of the financial liability within an informed consent. How does this process help alleviate and mitigate clinical trial billing noncompliance? And what are sites doing to demonstrate financial transparency to patients? Organizations struggle with this. Many times, this is left on the responsibility of the coordinator. What I hear from sites from time to time is that research patients are a small piece of their overall revenue, and that because of that, it is not as important and it doesn't carry as much weight for their finance department as maybe it should. There are sites that are not doing a tight coverage analysis, which can lead to items and services that may not be billable and may end up on a patient's balance bill. And she's including this as part of her evaluation on the pilot survey. I'm hoping that through her survey, I can eventually help to provide some valuable insight into the future of what constitutes financial toxicity for the participant. Every single site who enrolls patients has this dilemma, unless they have a situation where the sponsor pays for everything and they never bill a patient, such is the case with some small research sites. How does your site benchmark when patients end up with a balance bill? What does your organization do to ensure that your coverage analysis is followed? Is it detailed, and does it flow through to the claims processing team that should know what is going on from the beginning with your intent to bill? Do your subjects get information on who can help them with billing and financial assistance? These are the types of questions in the pilot survey. Think about who is doing this for your site. Is it the coordinator, the PI, the social worker, a nurse navigator, or a financial counselor who helps patients when they have general billing questions? Once they agree, or they're on the fence about participation in a clinical trial and they are faced with signing the consent form. This is not an easy task for sites. Knowing whether or not you have a charity care policy sometimes helps the site to be able to know how to function when they have a patient who can't pay a bill. But you need to know and evaluate what kind of paying situation you have initially before the trial starts. Sometimes professional fees, such as anesthesiology or radiology, do not occur within the hospital billing system, as they may have separate billing because they are not hospital employees. There may be no combined billing or global billing. So patients are getting essentially processed bills from two separate entities. And patients can get what they need if they know where to get it, in the form of financial assistance through various access points, such as a pharmaceutical, drug, or compassionate use program. But you have to carefully evaluate this early on in a patient's decision-making process. When do you revert a Medicare Advantage claim over to regular Medicare? Because remember, then Medicare Advantage will pay the balance or the gap to make the patient whole. All of this encompasses this puzzle that has to be put together to ensure that you educate patients in your facility about the financial liability of participating in a trial. And sometimes, believe it or not, it's totally up to the research staff to do this. If it's left up to the physician practice, if they are coming to your facility from an outside practice for items and services that are part of a trial, you have to make sure that your patient understands and comprehends, and that you understand and comprehends what's happening. What are the integral pieces of that clinical trial budget, and what was the patient told in their consent form? If you'd like to participate in this survey, send me an email And in the subject line, put request pilot survey. And I will send you the survey and you will complete it and send it back to me. I'm acting as a third party, collecting the data, and I'm de-identifying all the information prior to sending it out to the student. Your site will not be listed with any information specific to your site unless you enter it into the data. This pilot study is exempt from needing IRB approval because the data is being collected through a third party, which is me. This is just a pilot survey for her to collect data to see what sites are doing around the financial toxicity that patients experience when they participate in a trial. I would love for the billing community to participate in this. And you will hear from me over the next few months on what the findings are from the survey. And we can work together to figure out what we need to do to be better equipped to serve our patients. Send me an email at kelly@kellywillenburg.com and I will see that you get the survey. We hope to have all the results back within the next week. I look forward to hearing from you and I hope to see you at the Research Compliance Summit, March 8th to the 10th, being held virtually. Visit my website at kellywillenburg.com to find out information about this event. This event is an event that I am passionate about, and we will be pursuing this type of information at the event in March and at an on-site event in Denver in August. Thank you for listening to Kelly to the Core. Subscribe to my podcast directly through the website. I'll see you next time on Kelly to the Core.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.